last segment of our open home hour here at Rosie on the House. 10 o'clock next hour, our On the House topic. We dive into the remodeling world. It's remodeling month here at Rosie on the House, and we're talking about what to look for when you're hiring a general contractor.
Well, you've got to stay tuned for that next
Rosie soapbox.
You've got to stay tuned for this next hour.
So that's coming up here shortly at 10 o'clock. But before we get there, you know, to get a home, what do we all have to have before we get a home? Well, not all of us. You know, you may inherit it. Or you may have inheritance.
One way or another, you got to have a down payment.
You got a down payment. And for most of us, a mortgage lender. And there was a lot of interesting things that I pulled out of the paper this week that you kind of just, I don't know what I thought about it. Kind of, are we at the beginning stages of repeating history?
Some of the things you see advertised out there right now, you have to ask yourself, haven't we tried this before?
Like more high debt borrows backed by Fannie and Freddie. They estimate that almost 30% of the loans in the last year were for people that the loan was 43% of their income, which is kind of like the max.
Oh, man.
And they're even talking about lending up to 50% of your monthly income for home loans.
You better like that house, because at that point you're enslaved to it.
Slave.
It owns you. You don't own it. It's miserable.
Yeah.
Ask anybody that's been there.
And in most cases, the article did cite an example of a retired couple that had a huge savings and a big down payment, and that the wife retired and the husband was still working. So for the husband's income, it was 50% of their income, but they were also retired with huge buckets of cash and savings. First-time home buyers are generally not in that situation.
Oh, absolutely not. That's absolutely correct.
So don't repeat. You know, there was a lot of people that jumped into the flipping craze and the inflation of homes going up, and a lot of people did make money, and most of them lost it all shortly afterwards because they thought, "Well, I did this once or twice. What if I do it five or six times now?"
Yeah.
And you know, when the music stopped,
ooh,
it wasn't that, it was not real money. Home properties disappeared, and that money and that equity just evaporated. It wasn't real money.
You're making me remember it, Roman. I'm getting sick to my stomach.
That was what we're trying to do, so that nobody else out there considering this doesn't make a impulse buy or an impulse decision.
I'm old enough to have lived through several nice peaks in the economy, as well as several deep valleys. And there were, in my lifetime, there's never been anything like 07, 08, 09,
and
10.
Is this one you had ever thought of? There's companies now that will lend you money if you're a renter for your rent payment.
Oh, no. Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh, man.
I mean, you just... In what situation?
So you're borrowing money to flush it down the toilet?
Right. I know.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh.
But here is an interesting one. Zillow has a new concept. And when I first read it, I thought they were talking about, it said Zillow sees the future in flipping homes. I thought, oh, they're going to become general contractors. No, that's great. But that's not the case. What they'll do is if you sell your home to them, they'll give you 90 days to pick a move-out date. That way, you can know for a fact how much money you have to go invest in your other home, where a lot of cases it's kind of like, well, we can't shop for a home until we know how much we get from this one. Now, you won't make as much, but their fees are also less, and you at least know for sure how much money you have to invest on this other home. Now, if you don't find that home in 3 months...
Certainty always costs money.
Right. Great. Well put.
That's for sure.
But you got to be out regardless. So if you don't find that home in 3 months, you've got to at least have all your stuff stored in a pod storage or U storage or whatever, and be prepared to live in a short-term rent or a long extended stay hotel suite.
Or move in with your kids.
Or with mommy and daddy?
No, that trend's been overused. I say move in with your kids, for sure.
Well, there's plenty of opportunity, and we're not scaring anyone off from investing in real estate. Just a observation that there are things that are being repeated that created issues in the past, and it's really easy to see a neighbor or hear a friend make that decision, make a few bucks, and then think that, oh, you know, I can go make a quick buck doing that same thing as well, and getting stuck in a really bad situation.
So save up your money. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. And when you can buy a home for 40% of its peak value, that's when you want to jump. I'm not smart enough to know or say it's when it's going to happen. I just can tell you it's coming, and we're doing the same things. We're beginning to do the same things now that we've done before.
What's the pessimist investor say? I predicted 12 of the last 3 crashes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, something that was interesting that wasn't in any of these, on that 43% lending ratio, how is that number going to change when all these student loans default that they're predicting?
Man, you really are making my stomach turn.
Well, let's go to top of the hour news, get a fresh cup of coffee, and be ready to talk about how to pick a general contractor and invest in that new project on your home, castle, or cabin.